Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the forgiveness that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It has been a wonderful blessing in our hearts to remember that God forgives sinful men, and that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and carried them away, and that He is ready and faithful now to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our Father, we thank Thee, and we pray as we study that Thou wilt help us to understand more and more of Thy grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. Our study in the Gospel according to Matthew goes on now in chapter 18, beginning at verse 21. And the passage that we shall be studying today grows out of the one that we studied just before this. And that is, after the Lord Jesus has indicated that believers should do everything possible to maintain the unity of the church, even to the point where they should be sure, in case someone strays away, to bring that one back, and in case someone becomes alienated, to remove the cause of alienation, trying in every way possible to keep the unity. If two of you shall agree on earth in anything that you ask, it shall be done unto you. And wherefore, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. It's just that important for believers to belong to other believers in their faith in the Lord. It's where two or three are gathered together in my name. Each one of them belong to the Lord and thus belong to each other. That strengthens their faith. And now we come to the passage before us. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. The number 7 is commonly used in literature to imply the total amount. Usually when one speaks about 7 things in Scripture, you can usually have in mind all there is of that. And so, in the law, when it would say that you should forgive a man 7 times, it could actually imply in a kind of a symbol fashion, you should forgive him altogether. But Peter is being specific about it. And when he has just heard the Lord Jesus teaching that believing people, Christian people, should have some concern about the fellowship in the church to the point where, in the event that someone does them some wrong, if a brother shall trespass against thee, you should make every possible effort to remove that wrong from between you so that the fellowship together would not be injured or would not be hurt. So he comes and asks him, how often shall I do this? 7 times? And the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ saying, I say not unto thee 7 times, but unto 70 times 7, I think is just what it would be on the surface. You and I might be able to remember up to 7 times, but you and I just couldn't remember up to 70 times 7. That's 490 times. By the time you've forgiven a person 490 times, you might as well forgive them all the time. And that's exactly the point here. It's to be a permanent attitude of forgiving in every situation. And then the Lord Jesus told a parable to strengthen this very command, this very directive, this very message that he has offered. He tells a parable that will help them understand the principles that are back of it. And the parable is worth reading because it will speak to our hearts. I will read it to you and will comment on it as I read along. I'm reading in chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18, verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. I've often been helped when I would remember that this is not a case of selling him into slavery, the kind of thing that you and I would remember used to be done. when we speak of people having slaves, but it was more as though it would be today you would garnishee a man's wages. In other words, you would take this man over and make him work out his debt. When you talk about commanding him to be sold, it's commanding him to be put under obligation to work out this particular amount that he owed. His wife and children and all that he had would be involved, and the whole family would have to work out whatever the debt was, and in that way payment would be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, honored him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Have patience mean, give me time. Just wait for a while, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. That's the way the story goes. And you'll notice it says that he was moved with compassion and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now, talents and pence are pieces of money you and I don't know anything about, but we can be very sure about this, that when the one owed 10,000 talents and the other showed 100 pence, it's as though we'll say that on one occasion I owed a man $1,000 and he forgave me that debt, and somebody owed me 25 cents and that's the problem. So here, they owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. In a violent way, he demanded payment. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. If you'll check, you'll see that's exactly the same words that had been used before. And he would not. Now you see, the Lord, the master of the servant, he had been moved with compassion, and he forgave him the debt. But this one would not. He went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. That is, he put him under obligation to work under forced labor until he would get the money out of him that would pay his 100 pence. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest thou not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? This is the principle you and I are to have in mind when we're forgiving our brethren. We're to think of how the Lord forgave us. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. We have been forgiven so much, we ought to forgive. Perhaps I will have time to say a word to you about this matter of forgiving. You would do well to think into that word some. To forgive does not mean to forget as such. It doesn't mean that you're just going to overlook it. To forgive does not mean that you ignore the matter. It doesn't mean that what the person has done to you doesn't count. It doesn't mean that anything that's been done to you, you're just going to forget it. And to forgive a thing does not mean that you're going to approve it. It doesn't mean you're going to say it's all right. No, it was wrong, and the amount is actually owed. To forgive anything does not mean that you're going to condone it. You're not going to say, oh, well, that's all right, we'll just count that's all right. If it was all right, you didn't have anything to forgive. No, let it be, stand just exactly the way in which it is. Now, you can forgive even though the actual debt stands out just exactly as it is. Then what would the forgiveness mean? Well, if you look at the word forgive, I'll draw your attention to the idea that the main element in that word is give. And if you're going to forgive anybody, you're going to give them something. And what are you going to give them? You're going to give them release from the obligation to make good what they owe you. That's what you're giving them. You're giving them release from the obligation to make up and make good what they owe you. If a man owes me $40, and for any reason that I have in my mind I want to forgive him, I can forgive him $40. If he owes me $40, I can't forgive him $100. If he owes me $40 and I want to forgive him, I can't, it isn't going to be good enough for me to just forgive him $20. Forgive, give him release from the obligation to make good. And now this is actually to be taken into our relationship with other people. You know, in many, many cases when we have people in among our relatives and among our friends and in our church with whom there can arise a certain feeling of alienation and of contention and conflict because that person owes us something. And why do they owe us something? They've done something to us. They've done some harm, or in some way they've hurt us in some fashion. It may not always be money matters, but we feel they've in some way done us harm. What is the natural human reaction? The natural human reaction is to withdraw from personal fellowship until in some way I feel as though he's paid up for what he has done wrong. In other words, I will retaliate against him. He made me feel bad, I'll make him feel bad. He did something to me that hurt my feelings, I'll turn away and stay away from him until I'll feel that my cold shoulder has brought him the equal of what he did to me. That kind of thing. The Lord Jesus is saying, forgive. This does not mean that you approve, does not mean you say what he did was all right, doesn't mean you weren't hurt. It just means that you forego any demand that you be satisfied for what he did to you. In other words, you give up your privilege, so to speak, to ask for that he should make good the harm that he did you. You do not retaliate. You don't pay him back. You let the man go for God's sake. Why? Because God let you go. Because God forgave you. And that will always be a sufficient reason. When you remember how the Lord forgave you, you can forgive anybody. Our God and Heavenly Father, open our hearts to this great truth and affect us in such a way that we will be minded to forgive our brethren, that thy name might be glorified amongst us. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.